Because you see, everybody needs love. How many of you with a raise of hand would say, I could use a little bit of love today? Yeah. Just think about it this way. Every place you go, people have a sign hanging around their neck that says, please help me to feel valuable today. You look at people that are aging. You know, one of the things they fear the most is that they're no longer valuable to anybody.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, part two of a message we began yesterday entitled Words Unspoken. It's a message Pastor Wayne gave on Mother's Day some time back, but a message that is appropriate every day. We learned yesterday that sometimes our silence speaks louder than words. Well, today Pastor Wayne will show us that there is one message that we do not want to keep silent, and that is to tell others that we love them. In a moment, the conclusion of the message, Words Unspoken. But first, we invite you to join us for a testimony from some of the mothers at New Hope.
The joy of motherhood is overflowing. Beautiful son, he's 11
months. I'm an adoptive mom. I have prayed for children with my husband.
We had Jillian on November 26, 2008. At 4:30 in the morning after 5 hours of labor.
And we prayed for sibling girls. My children are born from my heart.
And on March 1st, 2009, we had our baby boy.
And I can't believe how the time has just flown by.
And it's just the greatest joy in the world.
I'd give you the moon, but you never know the warmth of the sunshine. I'd give you the world, but exactly what would that do? I'd promise you wings to fly, but how would you ever learn to run? So I wish you all you need to be more than I could be. And this is what I wish for you.
It took us a while to get pregnant. And I thought for a long time, I may never have a baby. For everything that I've been through, God has blessed me so much. I have a wonderful husband, and I really have the perfect life. If I don't have a baby, I'll be okay. Because this is more than I could have, somebody like me could have ever asked for. But then I knew in the back of my mind that being a mom is what I wanted more than anything in the world. And he's just the joy of my life. I love being a mom so much.
Give you rainy days so you can know the beauty of a clear blue sky. And I give you falling rain so you understand that seasons change. And if I gave you the mountains, would you learn to climb? I pray you'll always see the forest through trees, and this is what I wish for you, and this is what I wish for you.
We ended up fostering our first one at 15 months. 8 months later, her older sister came into our lives. My children come from a long history of abuse. They have suffered. My background in social work has allowed me to be able to work with children of special needs. I wondered for many years, why couldn't I have children? And I really believe that God knew that these children would need a mother and that I could be that mother. They have made me a mother.
If I couldn't say the words and chase your fears away,
how he has created us to depend on him and need him in the way that babies need their mommy and daddy. I see just how much delight God has in fulfilling those needs, that he created us to depend on him. And when we seek him and we ask him to fulfill those needs, it
actually brings him joy to meet those needs and to provide for us and care for us and love us.
Here now is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Words Unspoken.
Would you write down, learn to ponder? Say what? Yeah, learn to ponder. I didn't say fret, stew, grieve, or worry. I said what? Ponder. Pondering means that you take an event that takes place and you think deeply about it before the presence of God. You take that situation, reflect. No, I didn't say rehash, but reflect on it. And then you mix into it what God has taught you from the Word of God, the things that you've learned, the things of faith, what God would say, what God would think. And you ponder it and you ponder it until finally you rise above it. And now it is much cleaner than what it began as. Otherwise, you see, you won't rise above it. But pondering helps you to buoy your spirit in such a way that the event that took place in its raw form, as you pondered it and mix it with faith and lessons learned and things that God has taught you, and you might mix it with tears and time on your knees and lost sleep, but you mix it so that the outcome is at a far higher state and perspective than when it started. Ponder. Now, Mary, who was a mother, the mother of the Lord Jesus, the baby Christ, she went through this. Do you remember when the angel announced to her that she was going to have quite an assignment coming? She was perplexed, and let's read what it says here in Luke 1. Go. But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. Now, she could have gotten upset. She could have become doubtful, but she learned to build good treasure in her heart and not let doubts cloud her thoughts. So we find in the very next chapter, look at the process, and let's read the next one. Go. But Mary treasured all these things. Here it is, pondering them in her heart. You see, when I ponder things, it helped me to take it from the raw state that would have become bitter until I can get God's perspective, and I work it through with faith, and I mix in tears, and now I'm okay. It started off bitter, but now I'm far better because of it, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. Recently, I was going through some things, and it was a struggle for me, and I even said to my wife that one night, I said, honey, I'm not going to sleep with you on the bed. I'm going to sleep on the couch. Not because I'm mad at you or I'm in the doghouse, but because I've got to ponder some things. And I lost a lot of sleep that night, spent a lot of time on my knees, flooded the pillow with some tears. But you know, the next day, as I thought through it, and then the third day, and then finally the fourth day, I came to grips with it, and I said, I think I'm all right. I think I can do this. It's okay. What happened? Was I stewing over it, worrying over it? No. That will mess your disposition up. That will mess your heart up. But Mary pondered these things, reflected, mixed in the things she's learned from God, the faith, everything that you've learned in church, the things that God has been instilling in you. You mix it in, and now the second state is so much better than the first. Why? Because you took time to worry. No, you took time to ponder. That's right. And it changes you. And then it gives you a better attitude after than before. Before it was terrible, but now it's much better. And now listen very carefully. The reason this is so important, because it's in your heart. Now here it is. I'm going to say something else that you need to listen to, then write down later. Are you ready? Here it is. The difference between an ordeal and an adventure is your attitude. The difference between something being an ordeal. My background, the way I was raised, what an ordeal. Well, if I got a bad attitude, it is. But if I say, no, I'm going to ponder that and see how God's using it for my future, how God can use it for my character, how God can use that for the discipline of my life and my ministry. And now I see that was an adventure. My heart has changed. ponder things. Don't fret and don't stew and don't worry. Don't hold things in. Ponder it before the Lord and mix it in with the things of God, and you'll be better because of it. Well, two things that we need to do. The first is build what kind of treasure? And then learn to ponder. Now, there's certain things we don't ever want to say, but here's one word you must always say and never conceal. Would you write down finally number three? Never keep love unspoken. Never conceal your love. In fact, Proverbs 27:5 says it this way. Let's read it. Go. Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. You ever been rebuked in the open? You're in public and someone just rebukes you? That's not fun. No, that is not fun. But you know what God's saying? Compared to that, or not saying to someone you love them, that's worse. Concealed love is worse than the pain of being rebuked in public. Now, man would say, no, being rebuked in public, being disciplined in public, being belittled in public, that's the worst. Now, God says, you know, from my perspective, it's concealing your love for people that you should express love to. People like your mom or your family, friends, and let them know that you're grateful for them. And how we do that so often. And God is saying, better is an open rebuke than love that is concealed. Because you see, everybody needs love. How many of you with a raise of hand would say, I could use a little bit of love today? Yeah. Just think about it this way. Every place you go, there people have a sign hanging around their neck, clean or dirty neck, doesn't matter. But they have a sign that says, please help me to feel valuable today. Please help me to feel valuable today. You look at people that are aging. You know, one of the things they fear the most is that they're no longer valuable to anybody. But it's still the state of everybody's heart. Am I valuable? Am I doing anything any good? Am I helping anybody? And as you speak, no, don't conceal love. As you speak love, everything changes. Everybody needs love. Story is told of this lady that wanted to call her friend she knew was a young mother with two kids in diapers. So she rang that number, and as soon as she said, hello, how are you doing? Oh, the voice came back. I'm doing terrible. My back hurts. I've got a splitting headache. The place is messy. The dishes are unwashed. I haven't even fed the kids lunch, and they're driving me crazy. Her friend said, whoa, should you just lay down right now? I'm going to come right over. I'm going to wash your dishes, clean your house. I'm taking care of your kids. I'm going to make you some lunch. How's that? She said, oh, that sounds so good. She said, by the way, how's Sam doing? She said, what? Sam, your husband. My husband's name is Bill. The first voice said, oh, no, I dialed this wrong number. I'm so sorry. The second voice paused and said, could you still come over, though? Everybody needs love. Everybody. So don't conceal love, especially to one person, especially today, mom. And you say, well, my mom's passed away. Then find a mom and tell her how special she is. Find her. And let them know. Let me finish with a story that's just a really neat story. It's called Some Other Time. After 17 years of marriage, my wife actually wanted me to take another woman out to dinner and to a movie. I was shocked. My wife said, I love you, but I know this other woman loves you as well and would love to spend some time with you. That other woman that my wife wanted me to visit was my mother. She had been alone for 20 years because the demands of my work and my two boys had made it impossible to visit her. And I would always say, some other time. So that night, I decided to call her so we go out for a dinner and a movie. But when I called her up, she said, after I had invited her, she said, what's wrong, son? Aren't you well? You see, my mother is the type of woman who suspects that a late night call or a surprise invitation is a sign of bad news. Well, Mom, I just thought it would be pleasant to spend some time with you. I mean, just the two of us. She thought about it for a moment, and then she said, I would like that very much. So that Friday, after work, I drove over to pick her up. And when I did, I was a bit nervous. When I arrived at her house, I noticed that she, too, seemed to be a little nervous about our date. She was waiting just on the inside of the door. She had curled her hair, and she was wearing the dress that she had worn to celebrate her last birthday some months before. She smiled from a face that was as radiant as an angel's. She looked up at me and she said, I told my friends at the mall where I walk in the morning that I was going to go out on a date with my son. And they were all so impressed, she said. As we got into the car, she said, I can't wait to tell them how it went tomorrow morning. Well, we went to a restaurant that, although it wasn't elegant, it was very nice and cozy. And as we walked in, my mother took my arm as if she was the first lady of the White House. When we sat down, I had to read the menu to her because her eyes could only read large print by now. And halfway through the menu entries, I looked up and saw my mom just staring at me with a nostalgic smile on her lips. She smiled and she spoke and said, it was I that used to have to read the menu to you when you were small. I said, well, Mom, it's time that you relax and let me do it and return the favor. During the dinner, we had an agreeable conversation. I mean, nothing extraordinary. We were catching up on recent events in each other's lives. In fact, we talked so much that we forgot about the movie. We finished a wonderful dinner, and as we arrived at her house later, she said to me, I'd like to go out with you again, but only if you let me pay next time. I agreed. A few days later, my mother died of a massive heart attack. It happened so suddenly that I didn't have a chance to do anything for her. A few days later, I received an envelope with a copy of a restaurant receipt marked paid from the same place my mother and I had dined. And attached to it was a note which said, I paid this bill in advance because I wasn't sure that I could be there again for you on our next date. But nevertheless, I prepaid for two plates, one for you and the other is for your wife. You will never know what that night meant for me. I love you, my son. At that moment, I understood the importance of saying to my mom, I love you. And I also understood the importance it was to give our loved ones the time they deserve, because nothing in life is more important than your family. Give them the time that they deserve, because some things can never be put off for some other time. Words, unspoken words. And we communicate mostly through our spirit, the spirit with which we say things. So guard your heart, build good treasure, and then learn to ponder, because life can be perplexing. But lastly, never conceal one thing, our love for one another. And especially for one person this weekend, Mom. So from all of us moms, we love you. Happy Mother's Day. Let's stand together as we conclude. Well, we want to say congratulations again. Would you give a hand to these wonderful families that dedicated these babies? If you've never received Jesus Christ, as I said, you'd say, you know, Wayne, I've left my lid open far too long. Come to Him. He'll be able to give you a new heart. That's what being born again is all about. Don't put that off until some other time. The Bible says, behold, today is a day of your salvation. I want to give you a chance to receive Christ if you've never have. You say, well, I don't understand all there is to know about Christ. All you need to know right now is to say yes to His invitation to exchange hearts. And He'll give you a new heart. Forgiveness will take place and He'll begin to disciple you and mentor you along the way into all that you can become. That's called developing a relationship with Christ. But it starts with being born again. I'm going to give you that chance today. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I need that. I need a new beginning. I need a new heart. I've really messed it up. And I know that Jesus is the one who is the maker of my heart. I want to give Him my heart and receive Him as Lord and Savior. God, would you forgive me of my sins and give me a new beginning? And if that's you, would you just raise a hand and say, yeah, well, Lord, that's me. Okay, yeah, all right, okay. Yep, Lord sees that. Yep, you too, yeah. Okay, yeah, Jesus sees that hand. Okay. Anybody else? Don't wait for another time. Okay, yeah, the Lord sees that. God bless you, yeah. Okay. You can put your hands down. If this is the first time you've received Christ outside, ushers will have what we call a yes packet. In it is a Bible and some follow-up material. Just grab one. It's free of charge. It'll help you in your first few steps with Christ. But let's all pray this prayer together in closing. Even if this is your 50th time you've prayed this, let's all renew our hearts to God. Would you pray this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me and make me the person you want me to be. I turn from my sins and I turn to you. And now I say this so everyone hears, so I can hear myself, so you can hear me, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name I pray. That's the cry of our heart. Oh God, thank you for these wonderful people that said yes to you. We ask your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome them into the family of God. Let's sing together.
The oceans rise and thunders roar.
You have a wonderful day. Give especially a mom a hug. God bless you.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar.
You just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Words Unspoken, a message given on Mother's Day some time back by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. This is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.